Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. If I hope that you were in our early morning show, and I hope that you got were able to go to the parade, because now we're returning. And
most of the people are driving home from the parade.
Yeah, you know? I think so. Our show was good. Yeah,
very good.
We gave lots away, and of course, I've got a lot more to give away. So if you are just joining us right here and restarting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Coach Ron Tunick.
You know, I'm going to interview you because I'm fascinated with what you do for a living. You're a hair therapist.
But before we interview,
we have to interview somebody else.
That's right. All right. Well, I do want to remind anybody and invite anybody, if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, or you can go on Facebook and like us on The Kim Pagano Show. You will find my shows there, also on iTunes. And I do want to tell you a little bit about our show today. We've got Elaine Boozler, and she is a comedian, and she's going to be performing. She performed last night, and she's going to perform again at the Venture Harbor Comedy Club. And we've got tickets. So 419-0008. 419-0008. We're going to be giving away those. We've got West Side Story, over at the Civic Arts Plaza, we've got tickets for that. And we've got a ton of stuff. I've got Boogie Nights over at Canyon Club. All you have to do is call 419-0008, 419-0008. I love to give back, and that's what it's all about. Again, we're going to be talking with one of my good friends, Todd Packin, and he's the author of Finding Happiness, 12 Weeks to Finding Happiness.
Good friend. It looks like your boyfriend. Look at Karen, what he, like.
Do you think that's why he flew out here?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to talk about reality parenting. But let's get ready with our first guest, Elaine Boozler. Are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. All right. Well, I'm excited to see you tonight. And how was last night?
Are we live?
God. Okay. We are on air right now, but we're... hold on a second.
Last night's show was fantastic.
It was great. Yeah, Friday night. And now tonight's Saturday night. So, all right.
Unbelievable. Yes. Well, sorry. I woke up and I was confused.
Okay.
Off the charts,
amazing.
Though, with Elaine Boozler.
Even better. Two shows tonight.
There you go. But I want to know, how was your audience last night? Because, was it cool?
Yeah, they were the best.
Okay.
Very interesting how Ventura has the best looking people, and it's been reported back to me that everyone has the best sex of their lives after seeing one of my shows. So,
I like that. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Elaine. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been doing comedy for a long, 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 long time, and now I combine it with fundraising for Rescue each show, because it gives it a lot more meaning and it reaches the audience on a deeper level, and it's a lot of fun to have something great to do after the show. I never sold merch before, and now everything I sell after the show goes to local rescues in each city.
Ah, okay. I like that. So animal activist, that's kind of what your passion is, huh?
Well, I started in 96, and then I formed my own nonprofit, Tales of Joy, which is at talesofjoy.net, in 2001. So I've actually been doing this for a very long time and saved many, many lives and worked for a lot of good, compassionate laws.
Oh, I love that. And I'm really passionate about animals, too. I've got four animals. I've got two cats, two dogs. I'm all about my animals. And, every year I kind of get a little bit more. But I think there's so much you can do because they don't have their own voices. We have to look out for them.
Well, you know, sad thing is that people think because they can't do everything, they don't do anything. And you don't have to do everything. You just have to do one little thing. You know, if everyone did just one little thing that he or she could, handle doing, anything, it would change it drastically. And people get kind of locked because they feel like, well, I can't do everything, but one day I want to help with rescue. And, hey, you could do anything right now. You could foster a dog for a week or a month for an organization that needs some room. You could go walk dogs at your local rescue and get them more socialized so they'll be easier to adopt. There's a zillion things you could do every day.
And there you go.
If you choose one little thing, you make a big difference.
All right. Elaine Boozler, comedian, writer, animal activist, obviously.
Talk baseball to us fan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Are you a baseball fan?
You know, I am. The Mets have kind of gotten on my last nerve, unfortunately. I know we're in California, but I'm not allowed to root for the Dodgers because they left Brooklyn. So if we root, we're all out of the wills back there. we're not allowed to root for the guys who left and made everybody cry in the 50s. But
okay.
Yeah, it's getting a little frustrating because, I guess with the salaries and, you know, kind of the cheating, A-Rod on the Yankees is saying he didn't do steroids, but he did win the Kentucky Derby last year. So.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So question, Elaine, we've got tickets to give away, and I'm really excited. You're going to be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. You were there last night and again tonight. What are we going to find?
Again tonight. Sorry for my brain lapse.
That's okay. You probably out late last night, and so we had to wake you up.
Exactly.
So what are we going to find? What are we going to talk about?
Well, you know, it's kind of like every section of the newspaper. It's lifestyles and trends and what's going on and weather and news. And it's just everything. You know, it's very up to the minute. I write every day and I talk back and forth with people in the audience. And it really is a totally different show than you would have seen last night. It just changes constantly because, you know, it's one of the last live things left. I mean, even presidential debates are kind of scripted and controlled, but stand-up, it's just one of the last live things left. So it's always very interactive and very current and fun.
Elaine, how did you become a comedian?
Default.
Okay. Isn't that funny how we all kind of do that? Yeah. You were fired from the what?
I was fired from the A's and the B's, and then I was in the C's, and I got to comedy, and I didn't get fired, and that was pretty much it.
I love it. Okay. And so what are you known best for?
Well, I just hope being funny. I know that people love the animal material. It's funny. People always think stand-up is about what you hate, but when you talk about animals and how much you love them, it seems to resonate even more. So that was a good lesson for me on how much comedy can reach people when it's about things that you love.
And I think that that's kind of how comedy is it's things that you can really relate to, right?
Absolutely.
Like, do you let your dog sleep between you and your husband at night?
Well, my husband does not like dogs in bed, and so it's the only fight we constantly have. And so he will go into another bedroom so the dog can sleep in bed. And every night.
Okay, okay.
You know, that is the fight because he says, well, you know, you care more about them than me. And I say, but you knew that.
Oh!
You knew that.
I love
it. So what's the argument?
All right. So what other crazy dog things or pet things that, you know, since you've been doing this for a while, what are some of the odd things, you know, that... I mean, people get little stairs for their little dogs that they can, you know, jump up on their big beds. There's, what other things? What other crazy things are people doing? Look at all these, like, clothes that people put on their dogs now, you know?
Yeah.
We've got a parade coming up, and let me tell you, that was,
Well, dressing them up for parades and special days when it's, you know, a special occasion, I kind of understand that, like Halloween and things like that, but... You know, people should know that when you dress up a dog, it's a bit dangerous for the dog because dogs read each other's body language when they're approaching each other.
Oh, I love that.
If your dog's all dressed up in a dress, well, you know, the other dog really can't tell what's going on. And, you know, it might just get a little
It works that way in society, too, Elaine.
Kind of like you look
if I see a guy in a dress, it's challenging, that's all.
Well, you're not sure what his body language
exactly,
is.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, what about all the animal parks, the dog parks, okay? You know, it's kind of interesting when you let them off the leash and you've got the little dog and you got the big dog and they kind of like they're talking their own language.
Well, you know, many parks around the city have a little separate section for smaller dogs, so they're not kind of getting run over by the big dogs. But I'm not a huge fan of dog parks. I like the hiking parks better because the dog's on a mission and you keep moving and they greet each other and they keep going. Dog parks, people tend to get a little lazy about watching, and then dogs eventually, after 10 or 15 minutes, you know, form that pack mentality, and someone's all, you know, it's all fun until somebody winds
dog
up in a
phone. Dog parks are like so. Match.com. It's, instead of going on the internet, it's for older people who have pets. And it is a really good place to meet people. They go to, yeah, that's what a dog. I wish they had a park for, like, you and I are big Dodger fans. Why don't we have a park for Dodger fans?
And they do. It's called Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, that was
Chavez
good.
Chavez Ravine.
It could be 50,000 people a night there.
Yeah.
Good point, Elaine.
Okay, see? Yeah.
Excellent point.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Is my homework correct in that you sang the anthem?
Oh, I've sang it a lot. Yeah,
really?
A lot.
Wow.
The Echo Will.
Oh, yes. I love that. Okay, so now not only are you funny, you're a writer and animal activist, and you have a good voice.
Well, you don't need a good voice to sing the anthem. Robert Klein says it was written for geese.
I love it. I love it.
Anyone can sing the. I think it's harder for real singers to sing the anthem, whereas people who really can't sing have an easier time singing the anthem. But I've sung it all across the country, and it's kind of interesting. You know, I love now that a lot of baseball parks have one day a year where you can bring your dogs, which is great.
Yeah, and now what about dog-friendly hotels now, dog-friendly restaurants? I'm telling you.
Returning into Paris, I'm so excited.
There you go.
And, you know, if you get a service dog, which you can really, you know, have your doctor write a note just that you're nervous and need your dog with you. And I've seen so many more dogs in places you wouldn't expect now, airlines and restaurants. And they're much better behaved than most kids. They don't bother anybody. They don't scream and yell. And I think, it just makes the world better. People are calmer and happier, and it makes everyone around you smile. So I think, more dogs integrated in all parts of life really make life better. And, it's the best relationship you can have. They don't change their minds about you, Do I look fat? No, let's eat something.
Yeah. This is so true. They're unconditionally. But, I heard that was a big kind of there's a little controversy about the dogs that have the
service dogs?
Service dogs, yes. What's your thought on that?
Well, what's the controversy?
Well, anybody can get them now, right?
Well, it is true. If you get a note from your doctor that says you need your dog for emotional support, then you can get a service. I have to say, I'm for it because I'm for it too.
Yeah, but I have heard there's a lot of people that don't have.
Anybody can smoke weed with a marijuana medical card too. So
I know. So
have a puppy. I think it's great.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You're a great point, Spence. Thanks.
I would just like to say I go back to the days of Comic Relief. I saw just about all of those shows. And I used to hang out at the Comedy Store instead of rock clubs when I was in my relative youth. And Elaine Boozler is incredibly funny. I just did a revisit on your website. You have a lot of material up there from YouTube. You're just a blast.
Thank you so much.
Very funny. In fact,
again, I do want to do a shout out to you. And we do have tickets to see you tonight. Again, 805-419-0008. You can win your tickets to go see Elaine. Give us something funny really quick to end our, until we're going to take another break right here. But I'm so glad that I got a chance to talk with you.
Well, I never expected to gain some weight, and I gained some weight, and I found out that I gained the weight when I got in my car and had to tilt up my steering wheel, and I realized I just let out my car.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, Elaine Boozler, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it, and I want to know, is every show different?
Every show is totally different. Ask anyone who's come two nights in a row.
There you go. All right. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Todd Patkin. And we're going to talk about finding happiness. I do want to give out something right now. Let's give away two Soup Plantation meal passes. So again, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Who let the dogs out?
Do you you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for being here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Coach Ron Tunick, one of my friends here, and he's joining us. I think we're going to almost partner up. I don't know. What's your thought?
Yeah, if you don't give me an introduction, I'm not partnering anyone. I'll partner with Karen Campbell. Okay. We'll sell real estate together. Real estate.
So grumpy. He's so grumpy.
Really, I know. I'm telling you.
Coach Ron Tunick over here.
Yeah.
I wanted to chime in on the puppies. I wanted to contribute something with Elaine Boozer, and
you're
she's good.
Like
she's
my husband. You're not even introducing
me. No. What was the guy we had on this morning? I went into my silo. Got to listen to our 6 a.m. show.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe that's a better show.
Hey, we have really good guests both times, I'm telling you, and they're totally different.
Silo behavior.
Did I just do a silo, or did you?
No, I did.
wow, right? Oh, my gosh.
He's in his pouting room.
I know. Spence, help me out here. Jeez.
I'm sensitive. I'm a Pisces. I just had a birthday.
Brother, what station are we on?
KVTA, 1590 AM from Santa Monica to Santa Maria.
There you go. All right. And I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for being here.
We cover a big area in Southern California.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this guy used to be on my show. This guy is fabulous.
Yeah.
And the love letter that he wrote to you. Something. Is Louis listen to the show now?
Yeah.
Louis, call me.
He met him. I'm telling you.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah. No. You know what? Todd's a really dear friend of mine, and he flew out here to see me.
Does that mean anything?
I don't know. But anyways, he put together Finding Happiness, 12 Weeks to Finding Happiness workbook. Now, you know, have you ever been like down in the dumps?
Oh, my God. Of course. Two minutes ago?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So that's.
I'm a Pisces. Oh, I'm a Pisces male.
What does that mean, a Pisces male?
If you're a single woman out there, that's what you want to marry. Do not fool around with any other sign. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. Because we're sensitive. We're sensitive. We're caring. We're
great. I'm going to learn about my husband through you.
Is he a Pisces?
He's a Pisces.
Okay.
His birthday was.
Is he not a great family man and father?
He's a great.
That's what Pisces men are. They're great family men and fathers. We're just a little sensitive. That's all.
Yeah, a lot sensitive.
But the female side of us is always working, which is a good thing because we're more understanding than other signs.
Karen, any input? What's your husband?
My husband's a Virgo.
Never marry a Virgo. She'll tell you.
Yeah.
Spence, I'm a Virgo and he's a Virgo.
What are you? Oh.
I don't know.
What's your sign? When's your birthday?
My birthday is July 16th.
So you are a Cancer?
Whatever.
Okay. He obviously.
Leaping and hopping on a moon.
He doesn't believe in it.
If
or
you're
what?
A woman and you meet a man Let's born see, in July, no. run. Run as fast as you can.
I'm under the sign of sanity.
Yeah.
Sanity.
Yeah, I do not follow anything like that.
You don't? Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Because it's a bunch of hooey. But if it's fun to chat about, I'm all in.
Oh, brother.
So you're with me on the plane conspiracy thing. Then we're both going to be... The plane didn't go down and went up.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people with everything that happens on this planet now. There's always
the plane is on its way to Mars.
Whether it's a 9/11 tragedy or anything like that, there's always people who have the
conspiracy theories. Yeah, you never know. I mean,
everything's a conspiracy
from Kennedy on out.
Oh my God, everything.
What if follow that? What if this is what I always say? I hope the pilot doesn't have a bad day when I'm on that plane. What if it was a bad day? Do you know what I mean?
Well, that happened with an Egyptian airline a couple of 3 years ago.
Did they find out?
Yeah, they did find out.
What do you think the biggest conspiracy? We should do a show on this. I think the biggest conspiracy is, let's do a show on it. What do you think it is? I think the man going to the moon is probably growing as a conspiracy.
So you don't really think they
I think they went, but there's a great percentage of people think that the whole thing was done in a hangar, in a studio.
Really? Did you not see the movie Gravity?
Yeah, some people think it's a documentary.
Oh, my God.
You know about it. We've talked about this.
Everything has happened. Don't worry about it, folks.
All right.
But there are. There are 9/11 conspiracy theories. There's moon landing. There's Kennedy. All of the above. You know, people think that there's some other.
Was it John Wilkes Booth that really shot Kennedy?
Or was it?
Or Lincoln. Excuse me. Hello. I'll be right with you.
Yeah. Gosh.
Lincoln. Yeah.
But there's always those. And no matter what, somebody's going to find something underneath and connect those weird dots.
But Karen, do you think about conspiracies of any time? Karen Campbell, True Real Estate, do you think?
I really don't.
No?
Same with me. I'm totally sane.
Maybe you two should hook up. You seem like the two healthiest in the studio.
You just believe what everybody tells you?
No, it's just, but that's what the conspiracy is.
Right.
Everybody, it's just insane.
Everybody's got an opinion.
Do you think we landed on the moon?
Yeah, we have pictures.
You know what I think was faked? I'll tell you what I think was faked. I think the Apollo 13 was faked, that there was actually no emergency. They did it to increase interest.
We have a problem, Houston?
Yeah, that was a bunch of bull. They had no problem. They just wanted to jazz it up a little bit.
Could be.
You never know.
What about you, Kim Pagano, on the show?
Yeah.
The Kim Pagano show. What conspiracy?
Hmm.
Really? I'm the only one that thinks
Yeah, I think it's you. I think this is all about you.
Yeah. The conspiracy.
We just did it, didn't we? That was good, huh?
Oh, boy. Where's Todd? Gosh. Todd's not coming. Is he late?
I don't know.
He's not here yet?
All right, so
what else do you want to talk about?
Well, okay.
You're a hair therapist. Can I interview you?
Wait, hold on. I'm going to ask you something, because you just had a birthday. My husband had a birthday. I had a terrible time trying to find him a gift, okay? What do you get somebody that has everything? I mean, how did this birthday react on you?
It's a great question. I'm so blessed. As Karen knows, I wake up every day with gratitude, and I don't want anything and I don't need anything. Part of it is the aging process. Part of it is that I've been blessed and I have all, family. You're the same way. Karen's the same way. I mean, I have my family. I have dear friends. So I'm a happy dude.
All right.
Materialistic things don't interest me at all.
I love it. I love that your gratitude. That's what this whole show should be about, gratitude. Everybody should wake up every single day and, feel grateful for what they have.
You know, a lot of people wake up and they've got, tough. We're going to take a break and come back on KVTA 1590. What happened to 1520? How many years were we 1520?
There's a conspiracy theory.
We were 1520. Now we're 1590. On your morning show, be honest, how many times have you slipped and said?
Not lately, but I did initially, sure.
Yeah, well, I did. I did it a couple times too. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to be right back, but stay with us.
Bye. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily. So there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us here on AM 1590 KVTA. And we are the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Coach Ron Tunick. Did I introduce?
Yeah,
okay.
No, I just want
a
proper
introduction.
I just want to
make sure that you're not, you know.
No, if I start talking and people don't know who I am, then it's rude.
Okay.
It's rude to the listener.
There you go. All right. And Karen, we've got Karen here,
Karen
right?
Karen Campbell.
Karen Campbell from Troop. And we got Spence. And our next guest is a longtime friend of mine. I know that you know him too, but and he didn't write you a little note in your book.
Never.
Okay. But anyways, Todd Patkin. Finding Happiness, and he's got a 12 Weeks to Finding Happiness workbook. I'm so excited. I've been trying to get you on. I don't know if everything's all right or what's going on with you, Todd, but I'm so glad you're here. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on again.
Yeah. How's everything going?
Good, good. Just very busy, that's all.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's been good. My son's in college now, and there's some changes, but everything's going well.
Ah. Are you guys empty nested?
Yep.
Uh-oh. So, you know, it's interesting when couples become empty nested, you know, it's like, you kind of have to, like, know if you like your wife or your husband again, you know?
Yeah, start over again.
Yeah, it is. It's like...
My son comes home pretty much every weekend because his girlfriend is a senior in high school.
Oh, so he has to come back to see her.
That's nice.
So for any of my listeners who haven't and don't know you, Todd, tell us a little bit about you and what are you working on right now?
Well, you know, my life story was someone who was always pretty stressed out as a young kid. I went through a lot of homesickness at the overnight camp in college. And then I was very blessed. I went into the family business, and I was able to do what I loved, which was building people up in the sales end of the company, and really had just an amazing, wonderful time. But I was pushing myself so hard, and I had become addicted to exercise, which is a good thing. But when you have an addiction to something and you lose it, which I did because I had fractured both of my feet, and I couldn't exercise. And then my wife and I, who had a lot of infertility, finally got pregnant. We lost the pregnancy. And because I couldn't go to the gym and exercise, I actually sunk deeper and deeper into depression, went to the wrong doctors, didn't get any help, and finally had a complete breakdown. And I say it was a real breakthrough for me because after I found the right doctor, took the right medication, got myself back on my feet, I never wanted a break again, so I said, you know, what caused the breakdown? And I realized many of the things that I was doing, other people were doing. I had many managers in my company who would go to 18 of their son's 20 basketball games, and the two that they didn't go to, they'd harp on it and say, I'm not a good dad. And we all beat ourselves up for the one little thing we don't do in a week when we do so many other better things. And I really came up with a 12-week program. These are the 12 things that I do that really keep me on track and keep me happy, and I put that into my workbook. And right now I'm working on another book called The Sunny Days Secret, which are all the things that we do habitually that make us so unhappy.
Wow. What are some of the things that we do that make us unhappy? I mean, you know, I've kind of given up my perfectionism, Okay, and I don't, you know, I know you guys are both looking at me going, you think you're perfect? That's not it. I always thought I had to have a perfect house, you know, when I lose that weight, when my car's clean, when, now, you know, it's funny, we were just in Palm Springs, and we had just, I went to the gym, I did my run, everything, and there was a friend that I wanted to see that I haven't seen in a long time, and I thought, my husband's like, let's go. We're not going to take a shower. Just let's go. And I was like, no, we're going to take 1 minute to go see her. I'm going to take every minute now. So I ran over to the store, got some flowers, and went over there. And you know what? She didn't care the way I looked. You know, I'm going to take every minute in my life.
Good. Good. No, I mean, things like, you know, comparing yourself to the Joneses. In other words,
yeah,
if you've got a happy life, but the neighbor all of a sudden bought a new car. Or we know Facebook nowadays, people just, you know, show the families when they're happy. They went on a vacation, and the five pictures they put looked like, you know, five pictures of the happiest, most well-adjusted family in the world. But the truth is that the vacation was a disaster. The kids, you know, complained all the time. The husband and wife were at odds. But you assume that they, you know, had a great vacation, and their family is so together, and yours is all screwed up. But again, it's just the pictures they put down. So don't assume that everybody's happier across the street. It's not about who has more money, who has a bigger car. It's really about, do you have balance in your life? How do you feel about yourself? And what relationships are you creating with the people you love, your husband, wife, kids? Certainly important with your parents, because they're not going to be around forever. So these are the important things.
Dot, it's Coach. Good to hear your voice again, Coach Ron Tunick. You're on my show many times over the years.
Thank you.
Happiness, you know, like people say, well, I love you. Well, you know, I love ice cream. I love dogs. I love good-looking blondes. I don't know what love is. I don't know what happiness is either, but it seems to me if you don't have a sense of it, how do you start? My recommendation is create some value in your life.
Well, that makes a big difference. I mean, I always say that one of the most important things is when you finally learn to love yourself just for who you are, where you can just kind of sit down for a day and be okay with who you are. Most of us are always running, because I don't think we want to face ourselves. We've got a lot of stuff in there that, you know, we don't want to have a chance to come out. But I always say if you really truly want to be happy, it's a program. It's just like going to the gym. And you need to start off with, you know, smaller barbells, and then they gradually get stronger. And if you go three times a week for the next year, you're going to be real successful. But if you start a weight program or you start a happiness program and you get frustrated after the first month and you go back to your old, you know, ways of being, you'll never succeed. That's why many people, including I, you know, have a 12-week program where we have the 12 most important things, and we gradually have people go from step one to step two to step three. And I expect people to step, to fall backwards. That's only normal, just like if you were trying to quit smoking. You know, if originally you did three packs a day, we can get you down to two packs a day. That's plenty of success. We look at that as huge success, not huge failure.
Now, you know, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, AM 1590 KBTA, and I'm here with Coach Ron Tudyk and Spence and Karen from Troop Realtor, and also I'm Kim, and we're talking with Todd Patkin. We're talking about finding happiness. Finding happiness seems like it's easy, but it's an everyday life kind of happens.
What makes you happy? Like eating a great hot dog makes me happy.
Well, that's good. You know what? I have learned, and you know, it's
interesting. Doesn't that make you happy eating a hot dog?
No, not anymore. I mean, yeah, I would. I could be happy, honestly. I'm happy right now. I'm happy meeting new people in my life. But I have really learned to wake up every morning and choose to be happy. And I wake up with the gratitude. I look at
things. Yeah, I was just going to say gratitude.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. But I wake up and I, you know, I pop out of bed and I'm grateful for another gift in my day. And then I can choose to be happy, or I can choose to be like, oh, you know, another day. I got so much to do. You know what? You can only do what you can do. It's all going to be there when you're, you know, if you don't do it or you do do it, okay? So you need to take care of, you know, I don't like to pay late bills or fees or anything like that, so I try to do all that stuff. I try to just keep, I call it my mountain, keep chipping away at my mountain. You're always going to have a mountain. I used to think that you could get rid of your mountain, but you really can't. It's just every day. It's called life. And you know what? You want your mountain. You want to have those problems, because if you don't have it, you're not here. You're not living life.
Right.
So, you know, but I've learned that. And a lot of people, you know, think, I mean, a lot of people just, my husband, he's like, yeah, I never had to learn to be happy. But I have.
Louis happy all the time?
Pretty much all the time.
Really?
Except for this morning.
I mean, I think we need to realize that we're all going to get old and we're all going to be on our deathbeds, and it might not sound good, but it's important to realize that. And then you're going to look back on your life, and if you weren't happy, you're going to say, my God, I had such a great opportunity. You know, why did I live the way that I lived?
You know, Todd, that's a really good topic right there, is as we get older, I don't want to leave anything undone. I don't want to leave anything left that I should have, could have, would have, you know? I want to live life.
It was called the study of, they took 10,000 people who were in hospice, and they asked them the top five regrets of their life. And the fifth one was, you know, I wish I had chosen happiness. There was no reason. It was my choice, and I never chose to be happy. So everybody has a choice. And when you talk about gratitude, you know, anybody can wake up any day and look at Donald Trump and all the other wealthy people and feel really rotten about their state of affairs. Or you can look at the people in Africa who, you know, barely have any shelter and feel great about what you have. So it's really a choice. You know, I've been battling some foot problems for the last 2 or 3 months, and it's just been horrible, and they're finally feeling better. And boy, am I so appreciative just to be able to walk without pain. So it's all how you kind of look at it.
Yeah, you know, Todd, I think really feeling the gratitude and being able to give back to somebody else really gives you a sense of being happy. I know when I give back to someone else, when I do something, that little extra something, whatever that might be, that has a real sense of pride and being happy and being able to just provide that little something to somebody else where you didn't have to do it, but you did it because it makes you happy. And it always comes back tenfold.
I'm having trouble hearing you a little bit, but certainly when you give to other people, it makes you feel great about yourself because you're a giver.
Yeah.
But it also makes you feel good because, you know, if you're someone who's complaining because you don't have enough money, or, you know, you don't feel like your boss treats you well enough, and then you go to a school for the blind and you realize there are people who don't, you know, even have sight.
There you go. Exactly.
You're pretty appreciative of all the things you have.
Yeah. You know, when we were little, my dad used to tell me, I'd be like, I want a new pair of shoes. And they're like, he would say, you're lucky you have those shoes, because those people don't even have feet. You know, with that, you know, thank you so much, Todd Patkin, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Finding Happiness, where do people find out about you?
Well, you can go to my website at Todd Patkin, T-O-D-D, Patkin, P-A-T-K-I-N.com. And you'll see all my speeches, all my books. Take you right to Amazon if you're interested in buying the workbook or the original Finding Happiness, One Man's Quest to Beat Depression and Anxiety, and Finally Let the Sun Shine In.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Great
thanks,
talking
Kim,
with you,
thanks,
Todd.
Coach.
Hope you're feeling
you
better.
Again,
thank
all
you,
right.
Todd.
We are going to take a really quick break. You know what? I do want to talk about, I have a happiness book, a whole year subscription. They were on our show last week. And so I would love to
give
a magazine. Yeah, a magazine giveaway for a whole year. And all you have to do is call up right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, AM 1590 KVTA, every morning from every Saturday morning from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3. And Coach Ron Tunick and myself here, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Good day, sunshine. Sunshine.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And, you know, we were talking about that money can't buy, you know.
You know, I had Todd on many, many, many times and got know him. And this guy hit rock bottom. He's made a lot of money. So money has nothing to do with happiness. And the fact that he, you know, he's like a recovering alcoholic. He writes books and just to keep himself afloat.
Yeah.
And I understand that. You know?
I mean, it's hard. You got to keep on the brighter side. You got to look at the brighter side of everything.
Well, I love him because he wants to save the world. It's like a guy who stopped smoking. He wants to tell everybody to stop smoking. He wants everybody to stop smoking. You know?
Right. There you. Did you ever smoke?
No, never smoked.
Me neither. Did you, Spence?
I smoked cigarettes so I could light firecrackers.
Oh, God. Karen, did you smoke?
I've never smoked.
He did a little bit more than smoke cigarettes, but that's another show. We'll get back to that.
Yeah,
that's after the November election, we'll get back to that show.
Oh, I don't know.
He'll be the star of that show.
Governor Brown doesn't want it legal, and he's a little to the left.
Yeah.
A little?
All right.
That's
well,
I don't want to take this guest time, but it's interesting that Mr. Moonglow, whatever his name is, all of a sudden has a whole different perspective on smoking pot. So let's do a show on that.
Well, yeah, we'll have to do something on that. I was just talking
about the
electric cigarettes. What's your thought on that?
I love vaping.
You do?
Here, like, now, our microphone's on a metal pipe, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you put your mouth around the metal pipe and see how that feels? I mean, I don't understand the people that...
It's a big thing now, I tell you. I don't know.
Aren't they,
Tommy? I don't know. Anyways, let's bring our next guest on. We're going to talk about real parenting as not seen on TV. I don't really know a lot about this, but is it Treon?
That is right.
Treon Mueller. And tell us a little bit about yourself and why should parents read your book?
Well, thank you, Kim. The book is Reality Parenting as Not Seen on TV, and I am a father of five. I've written this, my third parenting book. I'm originally from South Africa, born and raised there, but am now a South African American. A little about myself. My goal is to be a great parent. And Kim, I see you're a parent of four kids yourself.
That's right.
You know, it's a hard job.
It's a hard job. Nobody ever told me this, I have to tell you. But you know what? It's my best job. Because when I see my kids successful, my oldest daughter just announced her wedding. So now we got two.
Congratulations.
You know? Thank you. And you know what? We're so involved in our children, but yet we give them
wings
to fly.
Who's paying for the wedding?
Well, she's a little older, so we're helping her, though. We're helping her. We got two girls, and then our boys are on their own. Well, I don't know. Are boys ever on their own? I don't know. But
no, you always help them, too.
We help everybody. I keep hearing even when they're in their 40s. I don't know. Is it ever our turn? That's what I want to know. So, anyways, how old are you? So, you have five.
I do. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, tell us, what have you learned?
I've learned that I have a long way to go. the beauty about, you know, I write my books differently. There's a lot of great parenting books. If you have the time and the discipline to sit down and read those books, and then often it's the ideal that's being presented. And so what I realize is most of us are just reality parents. We live the day to day and do the best we can, and sure, there are principles we can apply, but sometimes it just takes longer, and one thing I say in my book is that we all are very different. We have different children, we have different personalities, different circumstances. So it's hard to really compare ourselves, especially to the extremes we find on TV. And a lot of people try to get parenting lessons from shows like Modern Family or Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and it's the wrong approach. And sometimes the best approach is just figuring it out yourself and making it work.
I totally agree with you. You know, a lot of parents want to be their kids' friends. And my mom used to tell me, I'm your mother first and your friend second, you know. And I really think that that is really true, because you want, they really need boundaries, and they want to know if it's right or wrong. They don't want to know, you know, if they want to be cool, they're going to be cool with their friends. But, you know, you kind of need to keep them in check. What's
Absolutely.
Your thought on that?
Well, I have a chapter in my book called Cows and Kids. And I remember one day, Kim, I was sitting with my neighbor, actually working in my vegetable garden, and he's a parent of 10 kids. Now, that's kind of crazy. Five is enough. But he was telling me that we need to, he said, cows are like kids. And he was an old farmer, grew up on a farm, and I'm going to make this very quick. But he says, basically, if you pen up a cow, a heifer, a young cow in a barn or a pen all winter long, and the first time spring comes and you open up that gate, they will keep running and running and running unless you set up some boundaries. But he says, don't set them too close, because then they always think the grass is greener elsewhere. And so there's a lot of great lessons that I've learned from this farmer about parenting. And not only is he a great farmer, but he's a great parent as well. So yes, you need boundaries. You have to set boundaries, but not too close. You don't want to be a helicopter parent and be hovering and micromanaging. You want to give them room to grow.
No, I totally agree. Coach, what kind of a parent were you? I could see you as being a good parent.
We were strict, but in this sense, how do you pronounce your first name?
Treon, as in put the Christmas tree on.
Yeah, I like that. So we had ground rules. You know, we basically set parameters. Here are the guidelines. Stay within the guidelines, everything's going to be fine. Be honest, never tell a lie. That was always number one on the list.
That was our...
Always,
yeah.
You know, no matter what it is, we're going to love you forever. Just tell us the truth. We can handle the truth. And, you know, we were concerned about their peer group. We talked to them, even when they were young kids, about their peer group, which is, unfortunately, as Treon knows, it's probably one of the biggest challenges parents have, because if they have a friend and they don't tell you that this friend's a little quirky, a little different, you'll never know. They'll lie to you, right? just like your kids. Your kids didn't bring home their quirky friends, did they?
No, but it's interesting because where we live, we kind of knew all the... I was always, you know, school mom, PTA mom, all that stuff. So I knew everybody. But then when they went to high school,
yeah. It
was like, woohoo, party on. And they met all these new people. And I was like, nuh-uh, until I know the parents. Because you don't know. Even the kids are really nice, but they go over to their home. And let me tell you.
That age group, when they 12, 13, 14, you can be the greatest parent in the world. Then they get out in the real world. And that peer group, the pressure of being light, you know, and there's a lot of issues with that. Tom's going to go through it.
I was just going to say,
he will go through it.
Spence, you're getting ready. I'm telling you, his guys are little, but, you know.
Yeah, it's going to happen. There's no doubt. What did Mark Twain say? 50% is you, 50% is them. So you've just got to try to control that, because no matter how good you are, if they end up, like the coach said, in the wrong group,
Yeah. Bam,
there it goes, and the floodgates are open.
There you go. I know. You know, it's interesting. Okay, so we have two girls, two boys. My husband must have dated somebody that had an anklet on. Okay, you guys are going to laugh. And he would not let our girls get an anklet. An anklet. Go
what
figure.
Is an anklet?
You know, like a little chain.
Little
around,
bracelet?
Yeah, around your ankles. Okay, yeah. And so how harmless is that? But I had to stay on the same page as him. Because that's a
big
thing.
Does any of your kids have tattoos?
You know what? That's really interesting.
Yes or no, witness. Yes or no.
One does. And it was, we always said, any tattoos, all funds end.
Yeah.
So that's it.
So for my kid, none of my kids have tattoos.
Really?
I mean, even before tattoos were popular, I would say, you know.
Did you tell them?
We would talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you have a tattoo?
No, I don't. And you
Karen,
know
do you have a tattoo?
I do not have a tattoo.
No, but you know what? Everybody tells their story on their body now. I mean,
yeah.
Go figure.
Treon, do you have a tattoo?
No, I do not.
No.
So the title of your book is Real Parenting?
No, Reality Parenting.
Oh, Reality Parenting.
As not seen on TV, correct.
Ah, okay. So don't follow all the stuff you see on TV. Like, you know. It's
well, let's do texting. Can I ask him about texting?
Please.
Tell me about how do you regulate texting with your five kids?
Well, you've actually addressed this already. You have very clear rules. And this is one of the things we talk about. I actually have a text speak crash course throughout the book where you actually have the text speak, and then in parentheses, notice the word parentheses, you have the boring regular meaning so that you can actually get a feel for what language your teens are using. So I have that throughout the book. But to answer your question, the way we do it is just set up very clear rules. If it's family time, you're not allowed to take out the phone. That includes mom and dad, by the way. Unless you're expecting a certain call that's important, then you let one another know. If you take it out, the texting now is unlimited, by the way. You know, you pay $5 a month and it's unlimited. So it's not so much the amount, it's more when it is used, when it should not be used. So if you set up clear ground rules, like you mentioned already, then you shouldn't have a problem. If you do, you just got to follow through with it. Take away the phone for a month. See if they can live without it.
There you go. And you know what? Another really big thing, and you talked about this, Coach, is having dinner together, having as many meals together, seeing their eyes, communicating with them, saying goodnight, walking in their room with each individual kid and saying goodnight.
And have meals that they want to
eat.
Yeah. No vegetables, no fruit. Have what they want to eat, right? Tom's looking at me.
No, I don't think so. No, uh-uh. No, we're going to get into that. There you go.
Another show.
Yeah, exactly. Treon Muller and Reality Parenting. Where do we find your book?
It's available on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, both online. And in some regional areas in Utah, it'll be at Costco and the bookstores in Utah.
Well, all bless right. you for writing the book.
Yeah,
thank you
and
so
good
much.
Luck with your five kids. Wow. All right. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. I do want to give away some tickets right now. And I've got tickets to the Canyon Club over in Agora Hills and Hollywood U2 March 15th. All you have to do is call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Doors open 6 o'clock. Show is at 8:30. So just get your name in, your number, and your phone number, and I'd love to give those to you.
My wife was anal about vegetables. Every meal had to have, so my kids
That's
wouldn't eat
good.
The vegetables.
Oh,
so
they wouldn't?
As soon as she would like turn away, I'd take the vegetables off their plate.
So were you like a Disneyland dad? That's what I want to know.
A part of me was,
yeah,
and a part of me,
head,
it depends on what the issues were. It depends on, I was an issue-oriented person. You know, I mean, why jam vegetables down a kid's throat? Anyway, that's another show. We have a lot of shows lined up, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. That's very cool. Do we have time to take another break, or should we just...
We have 4 minutes left in this spectacular.
Deal of the week. Come on. Okay. Troop Real Estate. Come on, Karen Campbell.
Okay.
Karen Campbell.
Well, I did pick a deal of the week this week.
What's the price?
The price is $269.9.
Oh, baby. Where is it?
It's in Ventura. It is a condominium on Bryn Mawr Street. And it is in the Bryn Mawr condos. They're gated. It's basically below the college. And it's really the most affordable three-bedroom condo that's on the market.
Tell me there's two baths, girl.
There are. There's two baths. Three-bedroom, two baths.
That's a really good place for a college person, you know, and get a couple roommates in there.
Absolutely.
Your rent. That's all good.
Bingo.
There you go. I love it. And so where is it located again?
It's on Bryn Mawr Street, which is just right below the college there.
Great neighborhood. Great neighborhood. Call Karen Campbell at Troop Real Estate and get the details, right?
Yes, 320.
269 seems awful low.
It really does, you know. And let me tell you something. Is it by itself? Does it have a garage or anything like that?
It does. It does have a one-car garage. It's got a pool in the middle of the complex.
Wow.
And it's a three-bedroom, two-bath. It's 1,255 square feet, so it's very
What's
spacious.
What's interest at right now?
Interest is about 4.75.
So that's a
still
low,
under
that's
5%. Good. Awesome, awesome rates. I am starting my workshop series. It starts April 10th. from 6:30 to 8:30 at the University Building at 1000 Town Center Drive. And it is learning the process of purchasing a home. So make sure that...
Have food and people will come. Have plenty. I'm just telling you, it's just a tip,
we'll
girl.
Bring donuts.
Is that what leads you there?
More, not donuts, other things.
Food. Do you eat donuts?
No.
Do you know what? Do you eat donuts?
I don't eat donuts.
They're one of my favorite. I'm
serious. Yeah, but look at you. You are built. You're perfectly built. You're gorgeous. I'm not.
Yeah, whatever. But here's the thing. You know what? I used to love that, but it's not. I don't know. It's just not. It's like fun food.
It's fried bread.
Yeah.
So. Is that what it is?
Fried bread.
I don't know. I love it.
But the bagels that you give away, that will last a month.
There you go. They're really good over there.
Noah's Bagels.
There you go. All right. Well, it's been fun. And again, I want to thank everybody for joining us. And I hope that you made it out to the St. Patrick's Day parade. Maybe you'll get the tail end of it. I don't know. But again, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Coach Spence, and all my guests out there. Go and like us on Facebook. Tell your friends about our show. We are the brighter side of the 805. And I'm going to end the show with a moment of happiness. Always focus on how far you've come rather than how far you have left to go. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, AM 1590 KVTA. Have a great weekend. City boy, born and raised in South Detroit.